Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. A government advisory panel has endorsed a second coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, the move paving the way for the FDA to add the shot to the U.S. vaccination campaign. The latest vaccine comes from Moderna, with the 20-member panel agreeing by unanimous vote the benefits outweigh any risks. Dr. Dorian Fink is deputy director of the Division of Vaccines and Related Product Applications at the Food and Drug Administration.
We have reviewed extensive manufacturing information for this EUA request and do feel confident that we have enough information to justify issuing an EUA.
Moderna's vaccine, like the one developed by rival Pfizer, requires two shots but does not apparently have to be kept at the same extreme cold temperatures as the Pfizer vaccine. Another vaccine is needed, with the U.S. COVID-19 death toll now nearing 310,000. President-elect Joe Biden says he'll nominate New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to lead the Department of the Interior. NPR's Nathan Rott reports she would be the first Native American to lead the agency that manages roughly a fifth of U.S. lands and the country's relationship with Native tribes.
In an interview with NPR before her nomination, Haaland made clear what her priority would be as Interior Secretary.
Climate change is the challenge of our lifetime. And it's imperative that we invest in an equitable, renewable energy economy.
That echoes the stated goal of the incoming Biden administration, which is to greatly reduce the country's dependence on climate-warming fossil fuels. If confirmed as Interior Secretary, Haaland would play a vital role in achieving that aim. Roughly a quarter of all the U.S.'s greenhouse gas emissions come from public lands. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
A host of European leaders and officials have rushed to self-quarantine after President Emmanuel Macron tested positive for the coronavirus. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Macron was busy this week, lunching with the Spanish prime minister and meeting with Portugal's leader and top EU officials.
The French president, who's only 42 and in good shape, is said to have only mild symptoms. World leaders rushed to wish Macron a speedy recovery. "Sorry to hear my friend has tested positive," tweeted British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, leaving aside tensions over Brexit. Outside a pharmacy, Parisians line up to get tested. Dora Bobanovich says this isn't like when the American and British leaders got the virus.
I think people thought it was ironic when Trump and Boris Johnson got COVID because they were so dismissive of COVID from the beginning, as opposed to Macron,
who, she says, has been straightforward and consulted the experts. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street today. The Dow up 148 points. The Nasdaq rose 106 points. The S&P 500 was up 21 points. This is NPR. The Northeast is digging out of the season's first major snowstorm that's left as much as 2 feet of snow in some parts of New York State. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the winter weather has not stopped the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the vaccines are still arriving by plane and delivery trucks.
There is no significant disruption in places where we need to supplement the transportation with four-wheel drive vehicles, heavy equipment. We're doing that.
Still, the governor has declared a state of emergency in more than a dozen counties in New York because of the snowstorm. Cuomo says the Finger Lakes region between Syracuse and Rochester is also dealing with a significant spike in the number of people entering hospitals because of the coronavirus. Cuomo is urging the public to continue wearing masks and social distancing. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
The state of Florida will have wider authority over its wetlands under terms of an action granted by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA, in a move long sought by developers, removing key layers of federal scrutiny over projects, making it easier for builders to obtain permits in wetland areas. The changes come under immediate criticism from environmentalists, though, who have vowed legal challenges, arguing sensitive areas are now at risk. Around a fifth of the country's wetlands are located in Florida. The move to shift authority over to the state comes just weeks before President-elect Joe Biden is due to be sworn in. Crude oil futures prices moved higher amid expectations that further coronavirus relief may be forthcoming from Congress. Oil was up 54 cents a barrel, ending the session at $48.36 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.